Hello. You thought I was gonna make one this week, huh? Well, I did. Yeah. My laptop and stuff right now. So obviously, yeah. Well, we do have some new information based on the Nintendo DSi. It was announced during. During a Nintendo event in Japan. Though it's coming pretty soon for Japan. Japanese. My doggy's howling. He's howling. He wants his mommy. And, Nintendo DSi is said to be out well into the calendar year next year. The DSi will feature playback, MP3 ACC playback. And it'll also have a digital camera, and just like the Wii, we'll be able to use an SD card and access a shop known as DSWare. That's going to be the most cheesiest amount thing that Nintendo has ever done. It's just weird. But it is going to be slight. The screen's going to be slightly bigger. The thing's going to be slightly smaller. And no GBA slot will be present. But there may be some news on new Pokemon games soon for that genre. Or maybe Digimon or something. Or maybe some DSware games to go online. Of course, it's going to have internal flash memory this time. Just like the rumors that we have seen online. The rumors are true. Yes, they are. It's just. Not the same without anyone. Just. Yeah, but oh, and to those who listened to the podcast last week, sorry about the extra 30 minutes. It wasn't intentionally supposed to be an hour podcast, and or nature sounds or anything supposed to be. I accidentally fell asleep near the end of the Neocast last week by accident. It was 30 minutes. I was doing it at night. It was the perfect time. No one's around. No one's up. It's quiet. And doing it outside, so. Yeah. The laptop, just this MP3 player. Which apparently, that's how I'm getting the things online. It's just something I can take with me, which I've probably said in previous podcasts. This is episode 7, if I haven't got to that yet. And I apologize for last week. I was gonna cut it, but I don't know how to do that. Hit audio, so sorry. Took up a bit. There'll be no Neotales this week because I only did 10 minutes last week. So unless I can get lots and lots and lots of different info, so now I'm gonna go check out Google Chrome. Let's see. All right. Find out who's next on the All Star mode. Smash Wiki. Let's see now. Who is next? Received an entertainment admission. Spores Wiki Spotlight. Let's see. This week? Oh, sorry. It was Mario, Luigi, Peach, then Bowser. Oh well, this week will be Donkey Kong. Where Where is Wario? Let's see. Wario. Well. He's getting me far. Oh! Donkey Kong this week. Alright. His up move is like a little tornado spin. Kind of like Link's. Side, you know, his B button is a charge punch. His side is like a hit, ground pound, like smash, and down is like he's on the ground, like causing earthquakes and damaging anything nearby. Great, it's also great in multi-man melee, but in Brawl, they somehow put up other real characters in there, so that way it prevents this from happening. Let's prevent cheating like that. Even more realism to it, like something new. But yeah, Final Smash. Donkey Kong Jungle Beat. Take place will be playing the bongos, and if you time it right, you get extra damage to the people. He originally appeared in Donkey Kong, the same name, obviously. Yeah, the Donkey Kong series, which of course, you know, he took Peach, which was actually someone else. I don't know. I just know. Now, yeah. Still no emails. People, send me emails. I want to have something to talk about. Or make fun of. Depending on how bad or good your email is. It'll give me more to think, talk about each week. We're not going to do that right this second. This may even be a small podcast because of how long last week's was to compensate for it. Sorry. I may have to re-upload that. I think I got Audacity. It's a audio editing software, which is free. It's freeware. It's open source. Which I'll be putting that URL. Okay. Audacity. It's actually, I believe it's mostly just for Windows. Or it might be Linux and Mac too. Not sure. Most of the stuff you find online is for Windows, because that's what most people have. And the one that mostly works. Even though Mac might have all these cool stuff. Yeah. Game review this week, it will be the movies. Why I see the movies? Because I want to. Now, the movies. Also, take a look at Google Chrome. It's a great thing, it's speedy, it's fast, it's reliable, it's secured. And it's stripped down of all the crap. If you don't use like bookmarks and all the other stuff, and you just want a simple browser, just a simple one, you can just type in the entry bar and it'll go to whatever you want. You just type in here, it's like, I want this, I want to look up YouTube or something like that. Yeah, you can also have that and it'll display it. Kind of like the Wii's Opera browser, how when you get a bookmark, it'll display a little tiny picture of when you actually did the page. But it'll keep, you know, the Wii would keep that snapshot all the time. You know, kind of like that. It keeps snapshot of the page or where you have been. So the DS web browser, which is weird, is that it can store more bookmarks than the Wii one. Even though the Wii one can look at YouTube, the DS one can't. But also, the DSi will have a built-in web browser. It'll be better and stuff. My doggy's being a little jerk. He's being a little rat. I have two doggies. Yorkie and Great Dane. Oh boy. Alright. Today in Spore. Oh, yeah. The movies. The movies was created by Activision and only had one expansion pack quite a while ago. Nothing's been seen yet. But, of course, it does have mods that people make. You know, it should be moddable because, you know. You know, they never release any updates and never are dedicated to that thing. But it's kind of like a movie-making software, which is what I used to create the video podcasts that you also see in iTunes. Or whatever. Or my earlier ones. Which, of course, accidentally get deleted by accident. Because they have problems at one time. And it just became all haywire, and I had to go to the movie site to go re-download them and re-put them back up. Because I also am part of that community as well. I'm actually going to start over. Apparently, at one point. And I am working on the next Steel Raincoats new time, it's just I haven't put it back on my computer yet. Yeah, no new patches for support. You know. You? I'm gonna take this out real quick. Alright, and yeah. It does cost a bit. It's not free. But, you know. Oh. Okay. Alright. Audacity and the movies. The movies is a making software which you can, like, you know, do lots of stuff, like whatever. If you got a good idea, you can make it. In costumes and stuff. It will be on there. There's lots of costumes. But I'm trying to learn how to mod it so I can get more costumes. I only mod once, and now it's just get a humongous line ready in my studio. There was supposed to be a bigger studio. Because the studio I have now, it's not performing enough. It's not enough. It's like a parts where they get stuck and they can't. Well, and like, the relationships deteriorate and stuff. It's like, not cool, but, you know. Gotta be where it's gotta be, I guess. Oh boy. Yeah. Well, I may end this soon, but I really don't have that much to talk about because you people won't email me! Dear users, email me. Hold up, be right back. Yeah. Oh, neofrancoats@yahoo.com. Please email me. It won't be long until I run out of ideas and freeware. Even up, send me some freeware details of programs or games that are completely freeware. No, do not send me MMOs. Send me user-created MMOs. Not public ones, that, you know, like MapleStory or Second Life or any other junk stuff. I also wrote that no point and click, but it can be optional to move it up the up, down, left, right, O keys or the W, S, A, D keys. And if you have a game review, I may just read that on the air. I may even update the rules. Anyone, discard the rules and just send me whatever. I want emails and I want them now. I don't have emails. Oh, then around Halloween, people who send emails may even receive a Manaphy if they have Pokemon. I know it may be much to ask, but can you guys do that? Global warming is still upon us, so we need to, like, it's not a myth, it's real. No reason it's a myth. Just like you guys think we were heading to a secession, now we're heading to a depression. And no, the world is not going to become not going to go to an ice age soon. It's too hot. So you guys need to, you know, rethink some things. You know. You guys need to rethink your stuff. It's like, you can't always think, oh, this is gonna work. Yeah, we're set because we're not gonna die from global warming or floods. Global warming is real. It's not science fiction. It's not a myth. It's real. It's like we need to vote for Barack Obama to help us out. He will help with both those ideas. Get us back to normal in the economy. Well, and in the environment. Help us get alternative fuel sources and stop using gas altogether. But, you know, what's more important? Money? Or your lives? Which one is it? The life of the jeopardy of our planet or the jeopardy of our economy? So really, it's the earth. The earth should always come first before money. Who cares how much it costs to clean up the air? Do it. Carbon scrubbers, those would be good too. Well, this is not going to be a quick cast. It's going to cast a full cast. Because I just might have ideas, let's say. So, if you want to more ideas. Oh, wait. About the movies. Yes, it's Windows XP. No, Windows. Yeah, Windows. Around the Windows XP. Good video card. I forgot the requirements. I owned the game and the expansion pack. So I gave the game out of 10. At 8.5. You can also download a free trial of it on the Activision's website for the movies. Just put in the movies game, and you can get a free little demo. So you can start creating something. You can probably even mod it, too. Until next time! Oh yeah, the music we were hearing in the beginning, put that back on. It's Nemo. Turn up. And email me. See you next time!